AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden made a stop at a hardware store in Washington.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Owner Mike Siegel took part in the coronavirus relief loan program.
We took all of our at-risk employees and we sent them home and we paid them through that entire process. That first wave of PPP loans was very helpful to allow us to do that.
The president says he wants to keep focus on helping small businesses during the pandemic. The House could vote as early as today on the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. Officials at the Defense Department say an extension has been approved for deployment of the National Guard at the U.S. Capitol. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the eligibility age is changing to get a coronavirus shot.
We're going to drop the 65-year-old plus to 60-year-old plus, and that's going to start tomorrow.
The first potential juror in Minneapolis in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin said she thought the way Chauvin acted was not fair. Chauvin is facing charges related to the death of George Floyd in police custody. This is defense attorney Eric Nelson.
The question asked, why do you feel that you want to be a juror on this case? That was the question. And you wrote, because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd.
The woman, a mother of three from Mexico, said she saw bystander video showing Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck, but she didn't understand why the officer didn't get up when Floyd said he couldn't breathe. Buckingham Palace issued a statement saying the royal family was saddened to learn the challenges Harry and Meghan had faced in the past few years, and the issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning and are taken very seriously. After big losses for tech stocks yesterday, big gains today, big gains overall on Wall Street. This is AP News. A fire risk is forcing Kia to recall 380,000 vehicles in the U.S.
The Korean automaker says the recall includes certain 2017 through 2021 Sportage SUVs and 2017 through 2019 Cadenza sedans. The company says a short circuit in the hydraulic electronic brake control unit can cause excessive current, increasing the risk of a fire. Kia says it has no reports of crashes, fires, or injuries, but recommends the vehicles be parked outside until repairs are made. Owners will be notified starting in late April. I'm Mike Hempen.
Nissan is recalling more than 850,000 cars in the U.S. and Canada because the brake lights might not come on where the driver presses on the pedal. Owners may see a malfunction indicator light on the dashboard if that condition happens. Nissan says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem. Ed Donahue, AP News.